Monday, October 3rd. Having a conversation concerning today's headlines and real-life challenges. I'm Tom Lamprecht, along with Pastor Harry Reeder. Stay with us as we apply a biblical worldview with gospel solutions to put the issues of today in perspective. Harry, I want to take you to an article that Town Hall recently covered. Gavin Newsom has been very vocal about his pro-abortion stance. He has advertised California as a destination state to come if your state has outlawed abortion. Bill AB 2223 will change a California law in a way that radically undermines protection for newborns and, if signed, will allow forms of infanticide. Harry, this is not unlike the rhetoric we heard from Virginia Governor Ralph Northam a few years ago when he was on WTOP radio and said, once the baby is born, then it's a decision between the mother and the doctor as to whether the baby would live or die.
Tom, in our research for the program, you brought that out. I couldn't help but note that here you've got on the East Coast a governor who is promoting infanticide. Now, he puts a qualifier, it will be okay if you have a doctor there to affirm the decision to let the baby die if after birth the parents decide they do not want the child. Actually, Newsom is promoting a law that is coming through the process that removes any investigation by coroners of deaths of infants up to 28 days after their birth. In fact, those who are opposing this law point out that it eventually will allow infanticide up to 1 year. But what is obvious, there is no requirement or legal responsibility of law enforcement or the medical profession to be involved or to investigate the unattended deaths of children up to 28 days. A culture that is devoid of the impact of God's common grace and a robust witness of Christ's church that is on mission, on message, and in ministry, that culture does what any individual does without God's restraining hand. It goes into a lifestyle death spiral, and it does so at the cost of clarity and sanity. Thus, it's a culture of insanity, absurdity, lethality, a death culture, and a culture of immorality. All of that is enforced by government overreach, eviscerating constitutional liberties. It's really interesting that this story revolves around the inquiries that are coming to Governor Newsom as to why so many people are leaving the state of California. Yet Governor Newsom thinks there's money to be made here, that we're going to be the destination state for people to come and have abortions. Well, now he's wanting to have a state where you can come and leave a newborn baby unattended, and when it dies, there is no culpability, there is no accountability. He actually thinks we are going to attract people here. Yet what is happening, because of these initiatives, there are people that are leaving California in droves. Tom, is really interesting. In our last two pastors' classes for new members, I have met an increasing number of people that have moved here. And interestingly, and this is anecdotal, this is not scientific, but in my conversations with them, they said, oh, we just couldn't stay there anymore. It was a very difficult decision. Our family had lived there. The weather was unbelievable. The climate, we enjoyed it. But after a while, there's just no way we could continue, and there's no way we wanted to raise our children. We were actually being undermined in terms of the authority of the family to raise our children. So, Thomas, you see this devolution, the death spiral of a state that, if they have their way, would become true of our entire nation. This article arises out of two issues. Number one, Governor Newsom having to respond to the questions as to the statistically obvious exodus that is taking place from California with unbelievable numbers of people who are moving to other states. And how can he support a law that basically allows, affirms, and enables infanticide in the first year of a baby's life? The idea of an overreaching and enlarging powerful entity of the state, a tyrannical state that takes away the liberties and the freedoms of people in order to advance its own authority and power, is an irresistible allurement for narcissistic politicians. They want to be in the news. They want to push the envelope, and they not only are driven by an ideology of anarchy in the name of freedom, but they're also driven by the desire for notoriety and power. And so you hear these governors making these statements. How do they continue to do this and lead the state into this cultural death spiral? Well, it's two reasons. Number one, they're aided and abetted by the legislature, which is filled with like-minded politicians. And secondly, they are aided and abetted by either an apathetic or illiterate electorate, or by those in the electorate that are easily swayed by the promises of a progressive secular humanist revolution, whereby the state becomes the new religion. We're going to provide everything for you, so they keep voting in that direction. And you not only see it in states like California, but you see it even in red states, in those areas within the state where a city contains a population that can be deceived by these policies, and it contains multiple governmental offices populated by those who make their living off of the enlargement of the state, and by educational institutions, because this entire movement is being propagated by not only big government, but big education and big business and journalism and the entertainment world. Whenever we are dealing with articles that document this death spiral, whenever you see something like this, Tom, you have to ask yourself, why would anybody deny the Christian doctrine of the total depravity of humanity that will always be manifested to deeper depths of degradation unless it is arrested by churches who are engaged in gospel evangelism and discipleship faithfully and effectively? And I don't want to get too far afield on this, but in California, we have what I love to see, churches with hundreds and thousands of people coming to it. But you have to ask yourself, what is that attendance reflecting? A religious entertainment gathering point, or do they make disciples? Because if we make disciples, then Christians go into the world, become salt of the earth to restrain sin, and become a light to the world to rescue sinners. Tom, whenever I see this, I am reminded, please help us be faithful as your church, that a church on mission becomes an instrument of sanity in the midst of insanity, an instrument of clarity in the midst of absurdity, an instrument of life in the midst of lethality, and an instrument of joy in the destruction of sexual immorality, and a people who are not apathetic in the affairs of life, but are engaged with a Christian world and life view, a Christian life view that leads to a Christian lifestyle. Governor Newsom says, Tom, I'm not concerned about the exodus statistics out of California. I'm not concerned about that at all, because we are bringing in the smartest from around the world. In other words, those that are leaving who have concerns about the degradation and the death spiral of the culture, they're the Neanderthals. What they believe is foolishness. We're going to bring in people who will continue this cultural revolution, and those are the ones that we want. The rest, you're just a casualty. You can move on. Well, I would say to believers who are there in California, I would simply say, stand firm, stand up, and speak out the power of the gospel to others and the clarity of a Christian world and life view.
Harry, as we close out, let me remind our listeners again about our new feature on Fridays, Ask the Pastor. If you have a question for Harry concerning an issue of life and how the scriptures address that issue, or just a question about the scriptures, something that you might not understand, something that's confusing, address your questions to askthepastor@briarwood.org. We began our first Ask the Pastor last Friday, and every Friday going forward, we will have that feature as a part of Today in Perspective. Well, thanks for being with us today. Join us again tomorrow, Tuesday, as we continue our conversation and as we apply a biblical worldview to put the issues of today in perspective.